Good morning. I am Adam Becker, ADAMBECKER, and I'm a tax policy specialist with the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division of the Department of Revenue. I will be the facilitator for this public meeting. It is 10 a.m. on October 5th, 2022. We'd like to thank you all for taking the time to attend this meeting and to provide us feedback. Please note that we are best able to consider your comments if you provide them to us in writing, which can be sent to me at adamb@dor.wa.gov. We will now begin the scheduled public meeting for solicitation of comments regarding the proposed language for WAC 458-20-10005, or Rule 10005, titled Written Determinations as Precedents, Criteria for Publications. Other persons present for this meeting include Atif Aziz in his role as the department's rules coordinator, Sierra Kronbaker, management analyst who is monitoring our recording equipment this morning as this meeting is being recorded. Additionally, we have a couple other people from the department. I believe Christine Marchistano, Deborah Kotecki, I believe that is people from the department that I'm attending. For reasons related to COVID-19, we're conducting this meeting through Microsoft Teams. We also have parties on the phone for this meeting. I will now go through the list of people that are present. For the record, please confirm you are present, and if you are representing someone, please state who you are representing and whether you have comments that you would like to make later. Right, so on the phone, it looks like we have a number calling in from 266-696-687. Could you please identify yourself? Not sure if they're on mute, but I don't believe anything is coming through. Skip that number for now. Whoop. You available? All right, I will come back to that number. Next, we have an apologies if I get anyone's name wrong. Siavash Amadi.
Hi, Adam. Siavash Amadi here. Hey, good morning. I'm an associate with Evershed Sutherland. I'm here to observe and possibly make comments.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Next, we have Ophelia Umara.
That's right. I work for the City of Seattle, and I am here for informative purposes.
Thank you. Kathy Anderson.
Yes, I'm a fund accountant with the City of Tacoma, and I do not believe I will be making any comments. Thank you.
Kamuyu Desiree, or Desiree Kamuyu, excuse me.
Yeah, that's right. Desiree Kamuyu from Coastal Villages, and I'm just here to get information or observe. Thank you.
Yeah. Nikki Dobe.
Good morning, Adam. Nikki Dobe. I am a partner at Evershed Sutherland, and I do intend to make some comments. Thank you.
Great. Georgia Cookson.
Good morning. I'm Georgia Cookson. I work for the Pierce County Auditor's Office as a fiscal service manager, and I'm just here for information.
Thanks, Georgia. Kathy McIntyre.
Good morning. I am Kathy McIntyre with a subcontractor in the state of Washington. I'm here to listen and observe.
Thank you. Deanna Kevin Tate, or Karen Tate, excuse me.
Correct. I'm Diana Karen Tate. I'm with the City of Tacoma, also here just for information purposes.
Thank you. Kevin Miller.
Yeah, Kevin Miller representing myself, and I do plan to make comments.
Thank you. Kim Eisenbacher.
Yes, Kim Eisenbacher with the Pierce County Auditor's Office. I am the recording and excise supervisor, and at this point, I am just here for information, but possible comments later.
Great, thank you. Deborah Kotecki, or excuse me, she's from DOR, I believe I called her out earlier. Laura Frazier.
Hi, my name is Laura Frazier, and I am just here for informational purposes. Do not plan on making any comments.
Thanks, Laura. Amy Miller. It looked like you turned your mic on, but I'm not sure we caught anything, Amy. We'll come back to Amy. Next, we have Sunhee Huang.
She just stepped away from her computer. She's also with Coastal Villages here with me to get information and observe. Thank you.
Right. And I noticed in the comment that Amy Miller is having technical difficulties, but she's present with Lane Powell. Doesn't plan on making any comments. All right, I will try to go through who joined while I was going through the list. Again, if we could have the number 266-696-687 identify themselves for the record. Again, it looks like the mic is on, but nothing is coming through. Is there anybody that I missed?
Hey, Adam, this is Adam Klein, Moss Adams. I'm not planning on making any comments, just listening. Appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you, Adam.
And this is Tony Payne. I'm just here for information only.
Thank you,
and
Tony.
This is Tommy Gantz with the Association of Washington Business, and I do plan on making comments and appreciate the ability to do so.
And Mark Watterson, City of Seattle. I'm here for informational purposes. Thanks.
Thank you, Mark. And with that, it looks like we have identified all the attendees. So I'll go ahead and continue. This public meeting is being conducted. Looking at the comments. This public meeting is being conducted pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 3405 RCW, the Administrative Procedure Act. The purpose of this meeting is to solicit comments from the public on possible rulemaking prior to taking action to propose a new rule. This meeting was announced through publication in the State Register as WSR 2218-088, which was filed with the Code Reviser on September 6, 2022. The purpose of this meeting is to solicit comments from the public regarding a new rule relating to publication criteria for written determinations, WAC 458-20-10005, referred to in this meeting as Rule 10005. Electronic copies of this rule are available if you did not receive a copy. Please contact Sierra Crumbaker at sierrac@dor.wa.gov if you'd like a copy of the rule draft. We emphasize that the rule draft as now written is provided for discussion purposes only. We will consider any comments received pertaining to the preliminary rule draft. We appreciate receiving written comments and we'll evaluate all comments as we proceed with the rulemaking process. You may send written comments to the attention of myself, Adam Becker, at the following email address, adamb@dor.wa.gov. In this way, the department can fully consider your comments before proceeding with future rulemaking activities. Before opening the meeting for comments, I will briefly outline the key points the department would like to address in this proposed rule. The department intends to adopt by rule the criteria the director uses to decide whether a determination is precedential and therefore published as required by RCW 8232410. Notably, the proposed rule is consistent with the criteria already published on the DOR website. To summarize, the criteria requires that the decision is well-reasoned, addresses only the law and facts necessary to resolve the case, can be sanitized, or a waiver of the secrecy clause has been granted, and is needed to either advance or clarify the law. At this time, we'd like to hear any comments after you've identified yourself for the record. Also remember, as mentioned earlier, we are best able to consider your comments in the rulemaking process if you provide them to us in writing to adamb@dor.wa.gov. Thank you. Are there any comments? I think it would be easiest if you were to raise your hand. And it looks like Tommy Gantz has done so. Tommy, you are on mute.
I get a cookie for being the first person to do that today. When the DOR publishes a determination, we believe it should reflect what the actual outcome was for that taxpayer. As an example of why we think this is important for our members is the DOR has published at least one decision recently that has reflected liability for tax, when in fact the taxpayer settled with the DOR for no tax. And this determination should not be published as precedent when in fact the taxpayer was not liable. We believe that that will undermine taxpayer confidence in the system. That concludes my comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Tommy. Kevin?
Thank you. Good morning. Yeah, I have a number of comments. I'll submit, you know, in more detail, sort of my comments in writing. A few things about this from the proposed language and just reviewing. The language of RCW 8232410 is very clear that the director shall adopt criteria which he or she shall use to decide whether it's precedential, and these criteria shall include whether it clarifies an unsettled interpretation of Title 82 RCW, or where it modifies or clarifies an earlier interpretation. And so I have, you know, specific to the draft, the draft uses the language that determination may be designated as precedential, which is a weaker construct than the RCW contemplates or dictates with respect to that with the language of shall. And also that the proposed rule imposes that all of the criteria must be true, which is, again, more specific than the RCW dictates. The RCW simply says that the criteria, there may be multiple criteria, it sort of contemplates there may be multiple criteria, but if the determination clarifies an unsettled interpretation of Title 282 RCW, it suggests that is alone one of the criteria that would indicate that a precedent is precedential and should be declared as such. So I would advocate for a more close interpretation of RCW 8232410 than is currently contemplated. Kind of specific to language, I would say the word decision is used throughout, which is a slightly different term than determination. And I would advocate that the language in section 2 reflect the word determination instead of decision wherever appropriate. I disagree with item 2A. It's unclear why a determination would not be well reasoned. I think item 2B is overly restrictive in terms of requiring that, in my read of several determinations, there's often ancillary reference to other law or other facts, which if I were to read 2B fairly strictly would mean that that determination could be excluded, even though that may not actually be that controlling or dispositive to the determination. Item 2C, again, goes beyond the language of RCW 8232.410. And I also believe item 2D is open to significant interpretation. So, you know, the term effectively sanitized is left undefined, and I'm not sure why that really is a criteria. Those are all comments that I will provide more detail in writing. The last and sort of independent comment I'll make is that I would advocate that one of the standalone criteria in this rule be that if the determination is considered by the department during policy development or in the creation of training materials for department agents or employees, in these purposes, for those purposes, if the word used by the department for policy development, I would interpret to mean including being read by any department employee that has primary responsibility for tax policy development, interpretations, or technical advice. So in any of those cases, I would advocate that alone should be a criteria to make a determination precedential. Essentially, if the department is using a determination for policymaking purposes, I believe the public should have a right to view those materials, and therefore it should be declared a written precedent. And that will conclude my comments.
All right, thank you, Kevin. Next, with their hand up is Nikki.
Thank you, Kevin. Again, Nikki Dobay with Evershed Sutherland. I do not have any comments with respect to the specific criteria included in the draft. Two comments I would like to make. One deals with just procedure. Specifically in California, they also have a process within the Office of Tax Appeals whereby they allow anybody to request that a determination or decision be deemed precedential. And then when a specific determination or decision is being considered for precedential value, there is also a process by which anybody can submit comments with respect to a list of criteria that is included in the Office of Tax Appeals rule. So I think it would be very helpful for this rule to reflect some additional process surrounding when a determination may be considered precedential and how others outside of the Department of Revenue may be able to weigh in on how that specific decision the criteria may apply to that. So I'm happy to send over the OTA rules as an example of those sort of procedures and do think it would be very helpful and provide additional transparency for purposes of in Washington. My second comment relates to the depublication of a rule because recently or withdraw of a rule and not so recently, I guess it was back in 2019, there was a longstanding precedential determination that was withdrawn by the Department of Revenue. And from everything from my perspective, you know, there was no reasons put forward as to why that was withdrawn. And so I think having specific procedures surrounding when the department is going to withdraw or publish a rule would be very helpful as well. And again, in both situations, just providing additional transparency so that taxpayers can rely on precedential determinations without the fear that they could just be withdrawn at any time and have that withdrawal potentially be applied retroactively. So those are the comments that I would make. And again, I'm happy to circulate the OTA rule as an example of some of the procedures that I've discussed.
All right. Thank you, Nikki. Next, Siavash.
Hi, thank you. I just wanted to talk about the what Nikki was talking about a little bit too, the withdrawal of a determination. I think it would be helpful to know what the department's position is going to be on whether the withdrawal is effective retroactively. So sometimes it can be a little confusing, you know, when the withdrawal is effective, I guess. And it'd be helpful to know. That's it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. If my memory serves correctly, there was more people intending to express comments, but Kevin, did you re-raise your hand?
Yeah, I just wanted to also add my support for the items that Nikki was just speaking to with regard to withdrawal of a rule. I think that, you know, for purposes of this rulemaking, I would advocate that one of the criteria be, and, you know, again, the RCW 8232.410 dictates that, you know, where a determination modifies or clarifies an earlier interpretation, that is a situation where it shall be declared a written precedent. And I think just with respect to withdrawal of a rule, to the extent that there is a determination that either predicates or partially predicates the withdrawal of an older rule, an older determination, you know, then it's clear to me that that should be a determination that is declared a precedent. Essentially, that new determination that would be part of the predicate for withdrawal of an older determination should be declared a precedent. So I would just, again, underscore my support for Nikki's comment.
All right, thank you. Are there any additional comments? Last opportunity for someone to speak up or raise their hand. All right. Before closing this public meeting, I will recap the rulemaking process. This has been the initial public meeting for input regarding proposed changes for Rule 10005 on written determinations as precedents, criteria for publication. As a result of the comments received during public meetings, the department will draft a proposed amendment to Rule 10005. When the drafting is completed, the draft is filed with the code reviser and is published in the state register, after which a public rulemaking hearing is held. After the hearing, additional changes may be made and the final draft is filed for adoption with the code reviser. Unlike today's public meeting and the public hearing, the final filing of a rule is not a public process. Rather, the final filing is just the filing of the notice of adoption. Absent an emergency adoption, or unless otherwise stated, a rule becomes effective 31 days after filing for adoption. To the extent that rule changes are the result of specific statutory changes, such changes are effective on the effective date of the law change, regardless of when the rule is adopted. Thank you for participating in this public meeting. If you are not on the department's rules notification list, did not receive a notice of today's meeting directly from the department, and you want to be kept informed of future rulemaking activities related to this rule, please provide Sierra Crumbaker with your name, mailing address, and email address. Sierra can be contacted at sierrac@dor.wa.gov. This public meeting is now adjourned. For the record, the time is now 10:24 a.m.